This is People First Radio On Demand, podcasts, streaming, and MP3 downloads, available when you want to listen at chly.ca, iTunes, and at the People First Radio website.
CHLY 101.7 FM, Vancouver Island. On the web, www.chly.ca.
The traditional archetype associated to bullying is becoming outdated as the face of bullying changes. It's moving from classrooms and playgrounds and entering into homes. Canada's Senate Committee on Human Rights has launched an in-depth study into a national initiative in cooperation with provincial and territorial governments for the prevention of cyberbullying as an issue of child protection. An academic expert on the subject from McGill University has told the committee that cyberbullying is a complex phenomenon, and there is no evidence that the introduction of specific laws will prevent it. Now, the committee is looking to hear from other experts on the subjects, students. The committee is going online for the first time to gather input from youth. We're joined on the phone by Senator Mobina Jaffer, chair of the Senate's Human Rights Committee.
Welcome to People First Radio, Senator Jaffer.
Thank you.
Tell us more about the problem of cyberbullying from the human rights and child protection perspectives and why the Human Rights Committee is studying the issue.
We're studying the issue because we are very concerned because as you were in your introductory remarks said, bullying used to be something that happened in school. Now, with cyberbullying, it is... goes into the sort of the safety of the home. The young people have this the handheld devices all the time, and so cyberbullying never leaves you. So we are concerned about the rights of young people.
How is this related to the concept of child protection and the various laws and agreements that are in place around protecting children?
Well, you know, it's specifically with child protection. It's someone with authority that's looking after the child, and the child needs protection. In this instance, what we are looking at is how do we protect the rights of young people? How do we make parents aware of the challenges that young people are facing, and also school authorities and people around as to what is happening to young people when they're being bullied, especially cyberbullied? And so it's a fairly new phenomena. And so the Senate Human Rights Committee feels this is an issue of rights of young people, and we need to address it.
What are the hopes for this investigation? What does the Senate Committee hope to accomplish?
We are hoping to uncover what are the best practices that are in place already in Canada and internationally in terms of cyberbullying. So we are going to be speaking to international governments as well as to how they are dealing with cyberbullying, and we're hoping to learn how Canada is fulfilling its international human rights obligations to protect children and youth from violence, and especially cyberbullying. And we are also hoping that we can hear from young people as to how they are impacted by cyberbullying.
Will the Senate committee make recommendations to the government? And if so, what types of recommendations might the committee make?
We as a rule, do make recommendations to the government. And at this point, we have just started the study, so it would be premature for me to tell you what kind of recommendations we would be making, because we still have not heard. We've only had 2 days of hearing, and we still have a long way to go. So at this point, I cannot really tell you what recommendations we will be making. But obviously, a broad brush, it would be recommendations to find further ways to protect young people.
You're turning to youth who are evidently more affected by cyberbullying for their direct input. Tell us more about how you're involving the youth voice in this research.
Well, the Senate committees have never really had youth involved, but we felt that this study would not be a good study or an effective study if we did not have young people who are impacted by cyberbullying, if we did not hear their voices. So we're doing it in two ways. One is we are having teachers who specifically deal with these issues, and we're having them and their classrooms speak. You know, for example, we have a school in Alberta. 12 young people are going to be speaking to us by Skype to their classroom and hear from the young people. And we are also going to hear individually in camera from young people who have been affected by cyberbullying, so that we can hear, you know, voices of people who have been impacted by cyberbullying.
Now, the voices of youth will be blended in with the opinions and the, I guess you'd say, the testimony, so to speak, of experts in the field. How will all of that information be blended together?
Well, what we are going to do is that we're going to hopefully have a report just directed to the youth and then one directed to the government. But for us, the most important voices will be the voices of the young people. And we will hear them and then see what the experts say, and then we'll make the recommendations.
This is People First Radio on CHOY, across the islands and streaming online at CHOY.ca.
Canadian high schools reportedly experience over 200,000 incidents of bullying per month, while suicide is now the second leading cause of death among Canadian youth. A series of suicides due to bullying and cyberbullying in Canada and elsewhere has prompted the Standing Senate Committee on Human Rights to examine and report on the issue of cyberbullying in Canada. The committee has been hearing witnesses and gathering evidence, including information provided by youth and students themselves, and will report its findings by October 31, 2012. We're joined on the phone by the chair of the Senate's Human Rights Committee, Senator Mobina Jaffer.
Senator Jaffer, the Montreal Gazette reported earlier this week that anti-bullying experts told the Senate's Human Rights Committee that enacting harsh punishments may do little to stop bullying online. What have you been hearing in the last couple of days from the range of experts associated with this problem?
Well, we've heard from a number of experts, and one expert that we were all very much impressed with was an expert from experts from your area, an organization called Stop a Bully, which is a nonprofit organization that was founded in BC. And through the Stop a Bully website, any student or parent in Canada can go online and submit detailed reports regarding any incidents of bullying. And then this report is forwarded to the principal of the school. And this reporting system ensures that principals are well informed about what is going on in their hallways and at home. And so this is something that is from the Rio region in Okanagan, Stop a Bully organization. We also heard from Professor Mishna, who spoke about how handheld devices means that a young person is never away from the bully. Cyberbullying means that it's a 24-hour thing, and it almost makes a young person a prisoner in their own home. And yet it's true, we heard from experts saying that tougher laws are not going to make the difference. We now want to hear from other experts as to what we can do to deal with this problem.
The Montreal Gazette also reported that cyberbullying is such a recent phenomenon that researchers don't know exactly at what age cyberbullying is most prevalent, or at what age children begin taking part, or how it affects students in the long term. Are the hearings going to provide, or are they already providing, some clarity on this and this kind of unknown aspect of the cyberbullying phenomenon?
Well, you know, when we first started looking at this issue, I was under the impression it would be between 14 to 18-year-olds that would be cyberbullied. But since last week and from hearing from experts, most of the committee members are shocked that cyberbullying starts as young as 10. And so it affects very young people, and because young people are, you know, people, younger and younger people are using, children are using computers. So we believe that we need to look at even younger children than we originally were going to look at.
Tell us a little more about how the Senate Committee on Human Rights came to be involved in this particular topic. How do these topics get brought forward? How do they find their way into the place that they're at right now, where a committee of senators is hearing people's opinions and statements on this social problem?
Well, all the members of the Senate Human Rights Committee are sort of attuned to what issues, human rights issues, we should look at in Canada and abroad. And we had one senator, Senator Tulajan, whose daughters are very involved with young people, and she was the one who brought it to our attention that we should study this issue. And the more senators looked at it in our committee, the more we realized that this was a new issue, and it needed the support from our committee to raise awareness across the country about we need to do something to make parents and principals and teachers aware that bullying no longer just happens in schools. It never leaves a child. In fact, as I said earlier, a child becomes a prisoner of cyberbullying.
Senator Jaffer, you have a short turnaround time for the youth participation in this particular project. I believe you want their input by the end of June. How will all of that feed in to the overall, I guess, process? And what can we expect by fall? What do you expect will happen by fall?
The Senate sits till the end of June, and we're hoping to hear from young people till the end of June. And then we will have July, August, September to prepare a report. And then, depending on what recommendations will come through, we may continue the study further in the future and make recommendations. And so at this point, it's very fluid, but definitely we will be hearing till June. Then we will have our first report by September or October, and then we'll see where we go from there.
Now, for any youth who are listening to this broadcast, is there a quick and easy way for them to access the study or to access staff within the Senate committee's area of work so that they can participate?
Yes. If they go on the Senate website and look at the Standing Committee on Human Rights, they can access the contact number of Dan Charbonneau, and I will give his phone number. It's 613-993-4874, or it is 1-800-267-7362, and his email is charbd@senate.parl.gc.ca.
Now, Senator Jaffer, we have just a moment left in our conversation today. Is there anything else that you would like to add?
What I would like to ask is parents, teachers, young people who are listening to this broadcast, we want you to know that you're not alone in fighting cyberbullying. We all as a community have to make sure that cyberbullying is restrained, it's stopped, and we want to hear from you.
Thank you very much for joining us. It was
Thank
much
you.
Appreciated.
Senator Mobina Jaffer represents the province of British Columbia and the senatorial division of British Columbia in the Canadian Senate. For more information or to participate in the Senate study on cyberbullying, contact Committee Clerk Dan Charbonneau at 1-800-267-7362.
This is a People First Radio podcast. People First Radio is an initiative of Columbian Center Society in partnership with the Radio Malaspina Society and produced at CHLY Community Radio in Nanaimo, British Columbia. The opinions expressed in this interview do not necessarily reflect the opinions of the partnering organizations. Visit us online. Just Google People First Radio to find our webpage.